The Empire Center's Bill Hammond says Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget office quietly postponed a $1.7 billion Medicaid payment in late March by 3 business days. They made the payment instead in early April. That's significant because the state's fiscal year ended March 31 and the new one began April 1st. If the payment were made in March, the state would have been over a statutory cap that limits growth of Medicaid spending to 3% each year.
It's definitely a gimmick. It's only 3 days, right? But it moves this big number from the balance sheet for one fiscal year to the balance sheet of another fiscal year.
The state might have to reduce health care spending for the rest of this year by as much as 8% if it wants to remain within this year's cap, Hammond says. The spending limits were set by Cuomo early on in his administration. It was an attempt to control what had been double-digit increases in year-to-year Medicaid growth. The budget office did not mention the delayed payment until they issued a financial plan in May. The state's controller, Tom DiNapoli, didn't notice it until later. He included it in a report issued in early July.
It kind of makes a mockery of the budget concept and of all the financial reporting that goes around that. The numbers don't mean what they appear to mean.
Hammond says the move is reminiscent of past budget balancing gimmicks, including delaying all state workers' pay by a couple of weeks so the payment would appear in the new fiscal year, and selling Attica Prison to a state agency to gain some temporary extra cash. But Hammond says at least in those days, the current governor's father, former Governor Mario Cuomo, publicized the actions.
He would take a lot of criticism for doing these things, but he didn't hide them.
A spokesman for Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget office, Freeman Kloppet, says in a statement that it's really not all that big a deal.
The state has flexibility for the timing of Medicaid payments, and from time to time we do take actions to manage that spending. In March, we took one of these actions and delayed a Medicaid payment by 3 days. I think it's important to note that there were no impacts on services.
Kloppet says the state is evaluating its options going forward, but he didn't rule out postponing 1 month's Medicaid payments again at the end of this fiscal year. Hammond with the Empire Center counters that it's a sign that the state's Medicaid spending might be growing out of control.
The Medicaid program, after some years of being relatively well managed, is now kind of spiraling again. I think the definition of being out of control is when you have to put off a month's worth of payments because you're bumping up against your spending cap.
And he says that could impact Medicaid providers like hospitals, as well as New Yorkers who depend on the program for their health insurance. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.